is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Coming up, we have got the Box of Shame in less than 20 minutes, 7:56, 50 Central. Myself, Joe, yeah, I'm going to have to face that, so don't go anywhere. We'll be live on Instagram, too, for your viewing pleasure. Follow the show and follow everybody on there, too. It's Joe and McKenzie. Also, this time tomorrow, we will do group therapy. If you've got a question, maybe something going on in your relationship or just in general in your life, we love to help you. And that'll be going on tomorrow here with Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Why can't you find a good man or a good woman? That is the question. And I want to know if you really are struggling with this or know someone that is. Like, why do you think it is? 833-563-2539. A Texas man is being mocked online after bragging that he makes a good salary, but women would rather have a loser than a provider. And I'm not going to mock this guy too much, but I think he has somewhat of a point, because it's like, why do the women go to the bad guys? And sometimes guys too, like, I feel like, why are they drawn to the losers and not the good ones? The man tweeted out, "My housing is paid for. I make a good salary. I get health insurance, 401k, 700 pounds of beef a year." Guys, that's a lot of beef here. 700 pounds of beef, and I live on a couple hundred acres. I'm a puncher by trade with a bachelor's degree, and I swear you women would rather have a loser than a provider. It's sad. One woman told the man, "It may come as a shock to you, but women might like more than meat and health insurance in a partner." Several people also pointed out how many women aren't looking for a provider. After getting some backlash and some negativity from this, the man said he isn't looking to hold anyone back, but find the right woman to help build him up.
This guy sounds like an absolute weirdo.
No, I think he brings up a good point, Liv, and I think Jewel Daddy's a decent dude now, but be honest, you've dated some turds in your day, have you not?
No, I mean, I have, but like, this guy, just because I've dated some turds does not mean that this guy is not a weirdo. I've also dated turds that have had very promising futures with very promising careers that would be able to provide for me. That still doesn't mean they're not a loser. This guy, just because he can provide like 700 pounds of beef and has so his living arrangements paid for him, that doesn't mean this guy isn't a loser. I'm sorry, but what about your character? What about your personality? Like, he mentions none of that. That's what I define as a loser and not a loser.
I don't think this guy is a loser, though. I think you're just being offended by what he's saying, that, like, why are all of these women attracted to bad guys? Like, why can't, you know, he be a good guy, find a good woman?
I'm not offended by what he's saying. I just think he sounds like a douchebag because of what he said.
McKenzie, I have a hard time looking at you because you are recently single.
Yes.
And I could be wrong, but are you having a hard time finding somebody? Or are you just really selective, or what's going on?
I'm really picky. I mean, I will say it. I am not attracted to a lot of people. And it's not that people aren't amazing. I'm just very particular in what I'm looking for. So that's the thing. But I think Liv has a point. Like, some people are great on paper. For me, it's all about that vibe. Like, I want to feel your energy. So I have to, like, get with someone, like, be in their presence. And I can tell right off the bat, yes or no.
But I'm just wondering, why can't you find a good man or find a good woman? Because I always hear people, it's like, I can't find, all the good guys are taken, or all the good women are gone. I hear that all the time for friends I have that are in their mid-20s to early 30s. Like, oh, all the good men, all the good women are gone. Why do you think that is? Like, why? You sure it's not you?
I have a theory, though, also. I feel like we waste time on the wrong ones because we can't get over the wrong ones. And so Mr. Right could be maybe two or three down the row. You're never going to get to him because you get stuck on someone you think or you wanted to be Mr. Right, who clearly is not.
Amanda said, this guy's probably short. Which I absolutely love. And someone said, this guy's saying, I'm such a good guy, a woman should date me, is incredibly dangerous because you're implicitly saying you're entitled to someone else's love and you're not owed anything by anyone. You're assuming you're good enough to be in a relationship. You should always improve yourself day by day, week by week. So basically, this guy's like, I'm good enough. How come no one wants to date me? Like, he sounds like he's throwing a temper tantrum.
Okay, 833-563-2539. 93.9. Am I the only one that disagrees with this?
To this guy's, like, to be in his corner, I like, because some people are like, what can this person offer me in a relationship? But I do like that this guy is saying what he can bring to the table and what he can offer into a relationship. I do like that.
I feel like this guy's checking all the boxes and that the women should be on Farmers Only right now lining up to date this
dude. You should date him, Joe, if it doesn't work out with Lens.
Honestly, he's on the back burner. 833-563-2539. What do you think about this guy? Are you agreeing with us, or am I all by myself? Also, why can't you or why can't your friend, the guy or the girl, find a good man or woman? What's the actual problem? Joan McKenzie on Radio Now. We are facing, I should say I am facing, the box of shame in about 8 minutes. So I recommend hanging out and getting ready to see it live on Instagram as it goes down. I don't know what it is, but it's happening here on Radio Now. Why can't you find a good man or good woman? 833-563-2539. We are telling this story about a dude in Texas. He's being mocked online. He tweeted out saying, hey, I make a good salary. I got health insurance, 401k. I bring in 700 pounds of beef a year. I just get that because that's my deal.
And the beef is the most hilarious part.
Mackenzie, though, the beef, though. The beef's good stuff.
Is this guy, like, attractive? Do we have any picture of this guy?
I thought he was a decent-looking dude. I can show you a photo in a second. He's not ugly.
How old is he?
I think he's in his, like, 30s, maybe 40. So, I mean, like, I don't know. I feel like he'd be a catch. But he's even got a bachelor's degree, so the guy's not a dummy. He seems to be book smart and a hard worker. What else can you ask for? But he says he swears that women would rather have a loser than a provider, and he thinks it's sad. I kind of think he has a point, but I don't know. 833-563-2539. Let's go to Jim this morning. Jim, what'd you want to say?
Joe, I got to disagree with you, man.
Why?
Well, it's not all about the physical possession. You can offer all the physical that you want, but if you are emotionally, mentally unattached, which sounds like this guy is, you're not going to do any good for a woman.
Well, how can we make that assumption, though,
ding,
Jim?
Ding, ding. That is so
how
right on, Jim.
How can we make that assumption, though, Mackenzie or Jim? We don't know.
Okay, listen to the way the guy describes himself. He sounds like a self-centered egomaniac.
Jim, did you hear he has 700 pounds of beef?
I don't care that he's got seven. Hell, I've got 700 pounds of beef in my freezer.
Yeah, but Jim!
That doesn't mean that I'm going to be emotionally, mentally, physically supportive of the woman I'm in a relationship with just because of the physical possession that I have.
Jim, thank you for calling in.
I agree with him wholeheartedly.
Renee.
I mean, this guy could be a total narcissist.
Renee, you're on Joe McKenzie. What do you want to say?
I actually agree with the other guy, with Jim. I think that it's not always about material things. Sometimes that can be nice, but it is nice. Women are more nurturing and caring, and they want that emotional connection with someone.
Well, what about me, though? Like, I've got nothing. I'm a great guy, but no, when I was on Tinder, no girls swiped right on me.
That's because you like boys.
Just fishing the wrong pond.
I like both.
I don't believe that. I don't know. I don't want to, like, I don't want to make this more awkward than it needs to be, but I feel like you are an example of what this guy's saying. Like, you struggle to find a good man. Like, I feel like maybe you have a good guy now. I don't know him that well, but from what I've heard of your dating past, you seem to date some real, like, turds.
No offense
to that, but it's like I feel like you get people that don't treat you how you should be treated.
I don't know.
I shouldn't have said it because it's really awkward in the room, but I feel like I'm telling the truth.
Yeah. In the past, I've been guilty of trying to, who I'm with, like happy them up. Because I'm just the middle child. I always want peace and I always want other people to feel good and enjoy my energy. So I have been told I need to let people love me. I deserve that too. So let someone do that for me.
I think Bieber said it best. Let me love you. So, hey,
yes, Joe.
Renee, thank you for calling in. We'll wrap it up with DJ this morning. DJ, you're on Joe McKenzie. What do you want to say?
Joe, I'm like the rest of them. I gotta disagree with you, man. The guy sounds really desperate. Like, it's like he never had a love life. Like, he's all about himself. He doesn't care what anybody else thinks but himself. So he's just trying to find somebody that's going to be all about him, which isn't going to happen.
All right. I mean, DJ, thank you for the call. I guess I get that, but here's my thing, though, too. And maybe I'm only hearing stuff, but I swear on Facebook, I swear in real life, I always hear, I just can't find a good man. Why can't I find a good man? Or I see guys, I can't find a good woman. But apparently, this is only on my Facebook feed and nowhere else.
No, it's because the men who actually might have like a stable job and a stable income are weird, desperate narcissists, like this guy who tweeted out this thing. And then the guys who are actually nice and kind maybe don't have the most stable job. So it's hard to find someone with the full package. It is.
Right. That makes no sense.
Why?
Which package are we talking about?
As someone who has a stable job and is also going to be emotionally supportive and there and normal.
Yeah, I was just going to say, just never settle. Wait. Just all right. Wait for what you deserve. He'll come or she'll come.
Okay, well, I hope you all find it soon. It's Joe McKenzie on radio now. And,
Box of Shame.
No, Box of Shame today.
Box of Shame! Box of Shame!
Woo! All right, we'll do the Box of Shame. Find out what my punishment is after Lizzo.